No
Torah Wednesday. Great weather for No Torah Wednesday. Any exciting things for No Torah Wednesday? What are you doing No Torah Wednesday? Nothing? No Torah. You have to do something else. You don't have to do Dudenheim today?
No, I have to prepare for
the That would be a nice thing to do. Okay. It's inside, but... No, what about basketball in Voti Park? Come on. If there's no Torah, you have to replace it at least with something which could have a half-mean of a half-mean of rivaling, at least. Torah, more Torah. That's okay. That's it. We're in the middle of the discussion of the concept of Hefsek Tara and some of the pratim of Hefsek Tara. It's interesting to note, something we're not going to discuss by Arichus, that the Chavis Das, the Heodin Nesivus, in Sifkan Aleph and Sifkan Beis of the Simitrum Salivav, proves pretty conclusively that according to Rashi and the Baal Yad Tosfos, it would seem that we would hold that B'dicha Dafka Ben Hashmashos for Hefsek Tara is Ma'achiv. We saw yesterday Machlokas HaPostim. Is Hefsek Tara going to be Ben Hashmashos? Ideally it should be Ben Hashmashos, Shulchan Aruch says, and B'dieved, any day except for the first day, it could even be before Ben Hashmashos. It says the Chavis Das, Le'ikuva, all 7 days, it's necessary to be Ben Hashmashos. And he says... Always, the Ben Hashmashos of the way the Beis Yosef uses it. From Minhag Lamaila, of course. The Chavis Das says, and you know what? Even if you don't like my chumra of Rashi and Tosfos, you have to be moded to me as well. Because we know it's the Halacha Mufareshes, that if you have a Hefsek Tara, B'yom Rishon L'Riyasa, the first issue is ever Roeh during this cycle, it has to be when? Ben Hashmashos, or as Ezra says more precisely, Kodem Ben Hashmashos, Minamin Kola Maila. But says the Chavis Das, we're mixed up. We don't know if it's Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva. It's very possible that all the days she was rubbed prior to this Re'iyah, even though she thinks this is day 5 of a Mashal for Re'iyah, all of the first 4 days could have been Dam Yarok, meaning Dam which is not Tameh, could have been Dam which was really not a Re'iyah. So what's the first day of Re'iyasa? Yom Hei. So it's Chavis Das, you have to be Machmir, you need Hefsek Tara, Minaminuchel Amayla, even if you don't hold the Rashi and Tosfos, because maybe, Mizman Azeh, we're not sure, every Re'iyah could have been innocuous for 4 days, and the fifth day, that she thinks is day 5, is really Yom Tzilas Re'iyasa. Zev, you're wrinkling your eyes. You seem to be pained by this Chavis Das. And perhaps your pain is caused by the fact that l'chora, the Shulchan Aruch himself knew this din. The Shulchan Aruch was a man of contemporary times, a Renaissance man. Shulchan Aruch was talking about Bizman Hazeh also. Nothing changed more Bizman Hazeh than the Shulchan Aruch than the times of the Chavis Das. So l'chora, by the wrinkle in your face, you might be arguing that if the Chavis Das is saying something for Bizman Hazeh, that itself should have been the Shulchan Aruch as well. Interesting ha'ara. L'maisa, it's a chumra of the Chavis Das. It's a chumra. It's definitely very kedai to be machmir as much as one can, as Shulchan Aruch said, mena minchol amayla. But we still presume that b'dieved, even if it's done prior to minchol amayla, even shachris, is going to be good enough b'dieved. Okay. In fact, one of the Akronim says, you know Pshat Rabbi Huda that holds that it's Menachem Chol Amayla, because he holds that what's Rabbi Huda's opinion, as opposed to Rabbanim, is that we say Plagam Mincha in Zmanim, Sechus Brachos. We say the Zmanim, we don't use Shtia, and we don't use Teis, we use Plagam Mincha, it says Shtia. So maybe it has to have to be before Menachem Chol Amayla, which is why the Mishmaris Taurus says maybe be the Eved. You can't do it before Minchah Ktana, at least do it before Plagam Minchah. Well, nice, Minchah Ktana, ideally. But we presume, today people are, no one lives ideally nowadays. As someone pointed out, we live in a life of B'dieved, you have to just pick which B'dieved to use, unfortunately. Because people are so stressed, people are so rushed, people are so Kalachar Yad with so many things, so we presume Shachris is definitely good. Well, not sure. If a person is going to work and she knows she won't be able to do it in the winter, let's say before, if 4 o'clock is already time to have Saftara, so you tell the Chatchila to do it in the morning. That Chatchila means that that's a B'diavid situation. Shas and Chatchila B'diavid dummy. You have to use your head in each situation. It doesn't necessarily mean B'diavid if she was not able to do it.
She
100%, yes. So here we have a rule, she should be Roaz and Olad, for sure. As we'll talk about in a few minutes, Bez Hashem, conceptually with Viditos, she should definitely be careful to make sure to do the Viditos with enough time to have second, third, fourth Viditos if necessary. And we'll see some more parts of that in a minute. There's another big chumrah of the Chavos Das, tremendous chumrah, which actually comes Lidei Kruah. If you look carefully, the Chavos Das in Sifra Gimel basically says over Gemara, the Gemara in the Gimel and Aleph, in the bottom of the Masechet Nida, the Gimel and Aleph, seems to say almost black and white that Moch Dachuk does not mean what it means in 2009 in Tav Shin Samach Tes. Many think Moch Dachuk means take a B'dichur cloth. B'dichur cloth is around this big. It has a little string, or really a piece of the B'dichur cloth coming out of it. The reason the piece of the B'dichur cloth is there is to facilitate doing a Moch Dachuk. A woman can put the entire B'dichur cloth in her body and just pull it out with the string. Alternatively, the postim write that Moch Dachuk, not B'dichur, but Moch Dachuk, could be done with a tampon. Tampon is an absorbent sponge which goes inside, and that's going to absorb any dam as a Moch Dachuk. It does not work for Hefsel Karik, because as Shulchan Aruch says, Hefsel Karik needs to be Churin Ustachin, ideally. So a tampon is a straight sponge, it's not going to go Churin Ustachin. But Hefsel Karik is different than Moch Dachuk, it'll work for Moch Dachuk. Says the Chavos Das, nothing doing. Look carefully in the Gemara of Gimel and Aleph, it says, Kemat Mufurish, black on white, that Moch Dachuk means Tmimale Kol Oso Mokom Moch, to stuff enough material in the entire vaginal canal that any dam that would somehow come out would be caught. Says the Chavos Das, don't give me your feeble Moch Dachuk. It doesn't work. Come on. Dam can circumvent it. He quotes from the Gemara, it seems that dam can circumvent the Moch this way, circumvent it that way. If you need a Moch Dachuk, you need to do a Moch Dachuk. Wait, hold on. So now, that's really, this Moch Dachuk is really Merriam-Webster's dictionary. He's defining the word Moch Dachuk. You're pointing out that you have every application. If the whole idea of Moch Dachuk is only a Chumra, so, okay, Zolzanezai, let's say that's true, that it's only a Chumra, and the Gemara seems to be saying you're not doing it, so, good deal. What about if it's Likuva? What about the Yom Rishon? Or in the Chavos Das' own psak that you have to do it every day. So then you have to really ask yourself, what type of Moch Dachuk is a Moch Dachuk? And it seems, again, the Chavos Das seems like he's saying a Chiddush, but it definitely is the Pashtus in the Gemara. Look it up yourself on the bottom of the Afrimo and Aleph. Kol Oso Mokom. Chavos Das would say you take 5 B'dichur cloths, let's say put them in. Whatever, it doesn't say exactly how much that you have to use your head. If Mimali Kol Oso Mokom. Sorry?
But isn't it a question that when Moch Dachuk is being used instead of the Diva, that it has to have the filler requirements of the Diva?
So, what do you mean?
So, just like the Diva, you can't use something that's not going to follow the project. So, then you have to actually use a real Diva cloth. So that's the why Moch Dachuk can do it. You're using it in place of the Diva, but it would be a mission instead.
No, but we still need a B'dicha aside from the Moch Dachuk. Moch Dachuk can't replace the B'dicha. Right. Moch Dachuk cannot. The question is, well, that's the what you're talking about. There's another Yehuda that talks about what if you do it properly, maybe it can work. Perhaps. But that's presuming also that it's going to be a regular Moch Dachuk. Maybe the Chavos Das' Moch Dachuk is so good, if you do it really that way, everyone would say that's like Chumrah Nusach, and you have to analyze how much more, how many more chunas dachan are still left that are not filled up totally. But this chavis das comes with a kula and a chumra. The chumra is, if you're doing melch dachuk, do melch dachuk. This chavis das is nidche b'shtei yadayim. I think Rav Avadya gets, says, we don't presume like this chavis das. The Meshar Stara is very upset, he says, we don't presume like this chavis das, because if you say that, you're being machmir tremendously. However, this is also chumra. Dasiu de kula nifla. Radil bepume de rewilag shlita. Bitzina, not parhesia. Meaning, as Michael Weisher pointed out to me, rewilag does not say this when he gives chazar shurim, let's say, when he gave him of Riverdale chazar shurim a few months ago. In general, he would not say this, but his own belief is that people should not really do machdachuk. Don't do machdachuk. Don't. What's the cheshbon? Cheshbon is as follows. We mentioned the idea of machdachuk itself is only a chumra. For Ashkenazim, even machdachuk, Yom Rishon is a chumra, as the Rama said. As long as you do bedika, min amincha l'mayla, you're okay. And you know what? It's very nice. You're trying to be very good-natured, very good-spirited, a good Samaritan. You're trying to do machdachuk, but l'maisa, it's a mechorish in the Gemara, that when you call machdachuk, it's not a machdachuk. As the Chavis Das highlighted, machdachuk means machdachuk. Take a lot of cotton and fill it. If you're not doing a lot of filling, you're not doing machdachuk. Says Rav Willig, so don't bother doing a machdachuk, which itself is only a chumra, adabe chumra, when l'maisa, you're not doing it anyway. And you have what to lose. Because we know that when I say people are so sensitive, people could, in theory, be scratching themselves. And if they scratch themselves, they're going to make a mapa, make themselves have a mokhtocha, which is not correct, when in reality, they're totally tahara. So based on this cheshbon, there's what to lose and nothing to gain. Again, because Shulchan Aruch himself says it works anyway. And Rav Willig said, L'maisa, he thinks, come on, it's not a mokhtocha anyway, don't do mokhtocha. That's very well on private psak. It's definitely much more common in Shulchan Aruch much more common in the world to do a mokhtachuk. But that's very well his own private judgment. He thinks that it's not to die to lose when you're not really gaining anyway. Meaning he's saying, if you do a mokhtachuk, if you want to do it, then do it. Then do it. Come on. And again, even though it's quoted as a chavzas, it seems to really be a gemara on daftimol. So that's a very interesting psak halacha maisa. It depends, each person has to know in their situation what to do, based on who they ask shilas to, but that's very well psak, based on the pashut cheshbon. Even without the chavz das, stam, if people are old to scratch themselves, then why should you do a chavz kilos if you know there could be a lot you mafsit? But certainly if the chavz das is another snip, why bother? Most people are thinking.
They'll start thinking what people do as a real Mount Tafel. And then on days where you really do need Mount Tafel, like Yom Rishon, I'll end up doing a fake one.
I mean, you're saying, again.
It's not real, so you're just going to cause irritation.
No. His sign is what people think Mount Tafel is not a Mount Tafel anyway. So don't bother doing Mount Tafel because you're not doing it anyway. He's not saying, so therefore do a Chavazas Mount Tafel.
But more than that,
if
people start doing the flimsy one, they'll think that's a real one.
No, but even that we presume that the other real one is not necessary. But the other minimum is enough. Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
well, like,
even
the other
right.
one.
Right. So, what would we say in a situation where, let's say, a Sardi, or even though we know that they're making like the Ramah, let's say a person wants to look at Chilo Duv Yom Rishon. Would he say, then a Duv Chavis Das one would say, he would say, nah, don't do it. No Mokhtachot. No Mokhtachot. But you're right. Meaning, what he say, in theory, you should be, if you're doing it, be Machber and do it. But the nice minute olam is definitely not. Minute olam is to do the non-chavis das. If you're doing it, do moch tachuk. Or moch, which is perhaps not tachuk, but they call it. Maybe that's the lashon. If you look in the kitzes from, they talk about a moch. Smuchin in their words is that it's not moch tachuk, that's moch, meaning there's some moch. It's not really moch tachuk. Either way, it's a very important psach. Halacha maisa. There's a discussion we have in theory, which is not as relevant in practice. What about a woman doing a Hefsek Taira on Yom 5 Liri Yasa in the morning? So in theory, that's the place I mentioned before, she's going to the office. But very, very often, depending on whether it's winter or summer, the period does not stop so early in the morning. Usually periods last, on average, 5 or 6 days. So if a woman has a period which lasts on average 5 days, it's very hard for her to necessarily do B'dita in the morning altogether. Usually she has the period. And in the summer, let's say now she is around 8:30, she has plenty of time. It's already going to be 7, 8 o'clock. She can start doing Hefzat Tara, B'shofi, very, very late. And she can start presuming the Dam is going to stop. What in the winter? Winter, 4 o'clock, 4:30 Shkia. It's very common for the Dam to still be flowing at 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. But she's trying to have Tara. What can she do? So one very important yisod from Metzias is that often what makes it hard to have Tara is not only Dam which is still coming out, but that there's a lot of Dam that's still left in Bais Achitzom anyway. So if there's Dam left in Bais Achitzom, that Dam is going to produce an invalid Hefzat Tara. But in reality, that's not Dam which makes her tummy. That Dam was once made her tummy, but that's just regular Dam which is not proving any Mayon still being open. So a woman, in theory, should be Rechetzes. In such a situation, she should clean her body in order to make sure there's no residual Dam, there's only new Dam, and see what happens with the Bedita. In fact, this idea has its basis in a rudimentary fashion in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch said she should be Rechetzes, and then Bodekas to have Satara. Now, Shulchan Aruch didn't mean Rechetzes internally, but the idea of Rechetzes internally is a very important practical thing. However, it's the subject of a major machlokas. The Chazon Ish writes in the beginning of Siman Pei Aleph in Yerideya about a situation where a woman had a certain problem that there were certain blood vessels that kept on flowing. They kept on having a lot of dam, and she couldn't do Hefzat Tara. So the suggestion was, what if a woman washes herself, and then she does a B'dicha right away? She washes herself and does a B'dicha right away, even the cut which is flowing is not going to be flowing. She'll have a perfectly tahora Hefzat Tara. Says Chanish, ridiculous. Makes no sense. You can't have such a thing. You can't do a Hefzat Tara, which you are going to just rinse the dam away and then produce a perfect Hefzat Tara. We know there's dam still going. She has no status that ever proved to us that her mayim ever stopped. She has blood flowing and flowing and flowing. Could be dam nido, could be dam makla, we don't know. But to wash it away and say, ha-ha, I got a kosher Hefzat Tara, that's the letter of the law, that's the spirit of the law. It doesn't do anything. Says the Chanish, you have to wait zman meruba before having a Hefzat Tara after Rechitza. You wash yourself, you have to wait Zman Meruba. Here there's a Machlokas HaPoskim to Darsh in the Chazon Ish like a Rishon. What did the Chazon Ish mean when he said Zman Meruba? Firstly, Rav Moshe says in a Pasha case, that's the end of the Rav Moshe and the Mar Makomos, Yerodei Chalei Beis, Min Ayin Aleph, Rav Moshe says, very matter-of-factly, that before Bedita or Hefzat Tara, a person can do Rechitza, but you have to wait at least 15 minutes between the Rechitza and the Hefzat Tara. Why 15 minutes? Rav Moshe is the same story as the Chazon Ish basically. He's saying, come on, we know that even if you cut yourself and there's dam flowing, if you wash it off in the shower, you wash it very well, and you dab it for a second, you won't get dam. So Rav Moshe seems to say, you have to wait and see, did you prove the mayim actually stopped or not? Rav Moshe is ala the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is undefined. Chazon Ish is man meruba. Is Chazon Ish moda to Rav Moshe? 15 minutes is man meruba? It might be man meruba, think, but that a woman who is crying, counting down the clock, the minutes before Shkia is trying to count, 15 minutes is Zman Meruba. But maybe Chazon Ish means Zman Meruba means an hour or two. It's hard to know. But we do have Rav Moshe that says, he puts a limit, 15 minutes dafka. Within the words of the Chazon Ish, there's a machlokas, Rav Avadya and Mishmeres HaTara, how to read the Chazon Ish. Says the Mishmeres HaTara, Chazon Ish says, quite clearly, a Rechitza is going to invalidate a Hefzat Tara unless there's Zman Meruba between the Rechitza and the Hefzat Tara. Read the Chazon Ish what it says. But the Mishmeres HaTara, by not saying who he's quoting, is really trying to disagree with Rabbi Avadya. Because Rabbi Avadya points out that the Chazon Ish, quite clearly, is referring to a very specific case. A woman who we know is flowing blood, blood, blood. She has these artim, they're blood vessels that are serrated, that have some sort of irritation. She's flowing blood. Flowing blood, flowing blood, flowing blood. Says Chazon Ish, that's ridiculous. Come on. If you know she's flowing blood, we don't know anything stopped, then do Rechitza and make her have Hefzat Tara is absurd. But says the Taras Abayis, how do we know that in any case Chazon Ish is going to say you should be Machmir Zman Meruba? We don't know. Mishmeres HaTara argues, come on. Zilbas Vataima. See the reason that the Chazon Ish said? He said you can never wash it away. Machlokas Halacha Maisa, says the Taras Abayis, Chazon Ish never meant it. Possibly. Says Rav Chazanish did mean it. Well, Maaser Rav Moshe says only 15 minutes, and here we have a kula nifra'a from none other than perhaps the person who, more than any other posek, wrote the book on Hilchos Nida b'Zman Hazeh, Bali Ashulchan. Well, that's also the machlokes, because they point out usually in America it's Bali Ashulchan, in Eretz Yisrael it's more the Shevet Halevi. That's where Chalap's son wrote a kuntris of 989 pa'aris on the Shira Shevet Halevi Anida. They had it at the Shrem Cell this past year. It's such a kuntris. So Lamaisa, the Bali Ashulchan definitely is from one of the foremost postrim in Hilchos Nida, and his sefer is a classic in its own time. And he is known, he has a reputation for being more machnirim. Well, Maisa here comes up with a kula nifa. He says, I don't understand. The idea of washing before Ef Sotar is not a new idea. Maybe we do it better now. Maybe it's fancier. Nowadays we have something, not only a shower, we have something called douche, D-O-U-C-H-E, which is French, for all those that know French, for shower. So, but it's an internal shower that a woman can use just to clean the general area that she's going to do a bidika on. Maybe we have better ways of doing bidikas nowadays. But Lamaisa says about the Shulchan, it's a mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. A woman should do rechitza before they have siftara. How come no one, until perhaps the Chazon Ish, discussed the concept of needing to wait after rechitza before siftara? Says about the Shulchan, mislimas divrei everyone. From the time of the Shulchan Aruch till nowadays, it seems that there's no chiv to wait altogether. Nothing to distress. So what do we say, Lamaisa? We say, Lamaisa, Rav Moshe did say wait 15 minutes. Depends on how much of a luxury the woman has. If she has time to wait 15 minutes, matzav manayim. But if it's the clock's really ticking and she has to do it, there's definitely the tuv tam v'das, many to rely on. And the Bnei Shulchan working backwards to say that it's not a problem to do it right away. She's not. That's what I'm saying, right? Even the 15 minutes. That's what right. Bnei Shulchan says, "Mistimas divrei everyone." They don't say anything. Doesn't she can do it? So it's not like you have to use your head. You have to wait a little bit till things. But a minute or two, l'chora. That's it. So ideally, definitely, we should wait 15 minutes. But that's what the Bnei Shulchan says, l'chora, and Rav Avdi says as well. He quotes other rechamim that say the same thing. Rechitza kinoa chaytev. So you have to dry yourself. You have to just dry yourself. Wait a minute, just to. That's not a din in waiting. It's a din in making sure it doesn't have all the water still in her body. But Lamaisa, she can do it. It sounds like. So definitely try to use Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is posek hadar. Half your dominance Rav Moshe, but it all depends on how much of a shas adchak it is. If a shas adchak, then it seems that it's okay for one to do it even without waiting. That's what it sounds like. Right. What you see from this discussion, though, is quite clearly that. What if a woman doesn't do rechitza? What if she thinks that her blood is stopping, there's just some residual dam, she's on the subway, and she goes into the bathroom, so she just keeps, she has no way of cleaning herself, she just does have satara, then does have satara, then does have satara. Would that work or not? Sounds from these achronim that no one's discussing consecutive bidikos. That definitely should be okay. The question is, if the rechitza gets rid of everything, maybe that's going to be a problem, but consecutive bidikos alone should be okay. V'chein ha'amorim, if she wants to do bidika, one after the other, that would be okay. It's not always so kedai. It's very common for a woman to be doing a lot of siftaras and then to sometimes scratch herself. She has to use her head. She shouldn't be too, especially if she's in a rush. Just be careful. But in theory, from this discussion in the postrim, contemporary postrim, we see that besides the idea of the siftara with rechitza, there's no concern about doing it consecutively, one after the other. Sefalach in the Ramah, puts Makot as transgression of Maril. It's very common nowadays. Machokas Ashuls, Machokas Apostim, what time early Shabbos should be? Should early Shabbos be 7 o'clock always? Taktus Sasri. Should early Shabbos be Klaga Milcha like we do in many places that are concerned? But Lamaisa, the phenomenon of early Shabbos is very common. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, in Mispalgul Kal Arvis, what if they make early Tuesday, early Wednesday? Daven Ma'ariv early. Vodayam Gazal, the sun's coming through the skylights beautifully. Says the Ramah, she can't have Sotar anymore. It's not Trimus Deshon's opinion. But says the Ramah, Maril says it's Mutter, even if it's Shabbos, whether it's early Tuesday, early Wednesday, or early Shabbos, Mutter, even if they daven ma'ariv mishpiyos makabel Shabbos, it's mutter. Says the Rama, try to be makir chatchila, but the Abed, we're not concerned about it. And then the Rama says an interesting krua as well, which the Shach clarifies, as Adam pointed out. The Rama says, what if a woman did it beforehand? She just was makabel Shabbos and she was so serious, and like we mentioned, sometimes day five, the dam keeps on coming. So she tried and she just didn't succeed. Says the Rama, that's also considered b'di'evit. Because she tried, she did have satara, and then it didn't work. She didn't have satara again after Baruch Hu, after Ma'ariv, after Kabbalah Shabbos, as long as it's considered Yom Gadol. Meaning, it sounds like if she was Roa, in a situation where she was already Roa, if she was not Roa altogether, then she couldn't do it, that's one thing. But if she did it, Bedafka, she tried, and then she started Roa again. Right, that's a discussion. It's a discussion that the Bach has, and the Shach had to read the Ramah exactly. Maybe there's a difference. Maybe the Bach thought the Ramah didn't mean it, really. The Shach here quotes, it's beautiful always to see, the Ramah says in the Sechus tradition, Ezvayev Basofa, Fil Av Ubno. Rebbe Tamido, Rav Tamido, that are learning Torah, when they learn, they mamish have tremendous intensity. But Basof, Ezvayev Basufa, when they learn together, they have tremendous Ava afterwards. Here we have Machokas between the Shach and his father. Says the Shach, Maril says, Lamaisa, doesn't make a difference who davens, whether the Tzibur daven, whether he daven, whether she daven, no matter what, you'll add to camp. Says the chazan, says the Shach, I'll prove it to you. We have other paradigms for this idea. We have a paradigm of Sfira Sa'omer. Sfira Sa'omer, you're allowed to count even after Kabbalah Shabbos, Bezman Tosef Shabbos. Perhaps the most famous raid as far as Tosef Shabbos is this Shach, one of the many Makaros, this Maril. What's Pshat Tosef Shabbos? Tosef Shabbos that I turn as the national Jewish outreach program says, turn Friday night into Shabbos. Am I making 7 o'clock Friday night into Shabbos already? Or no, it's still Friday. It has all the dinim of Shabbos anyway. Be clear, what's Pshat in Tosef Shabbos? Tosef Shabbos, Tosef Kedusha, is it really Shabbos? How do we deal with Rav Sarish on Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, after Rav Davin? This idea, after you Davin, if it's not Shabbos, after you Davin, maybe all the dinim apply. Big Chakir in the acronym, 100 Makaros this way, 100 Makaros that way, Raya Svetan Elokan. It's Tosef Shabbos, I'm bringing Shabbos to Friday, turn Friday night into Shabbos, or no, I'm just bringing the dinim of Shabbos to Friday, but it's not really Shabbos. Nafkamina for this machokas between Shemesh and Maril, the Pashtus. Shemesh says, no, I turn Friday night into Shabbos. This is now how Yom Shabbos Kodesh. For Shabbos, that's ready tomorrow. You can't have Sotara for Friday. Says Maril, no, it's only the dinim of Shabbos that apply. It's not really the Kiddush of Shabbos. It's not really the status of Shabbos that applies earlier. It says the Shach, I'll prove it to you for many cases. It says the Shach, Matzah, we don't eat matzah when it's early. Pesach, Sukkah, we have the concept of Sfiras Omer, you're allowed to Sfira, which is why there are some Rabbanim that make announcements in their shul. If you make early Shabbos, already, Minhag of America is that you don't make early Shabbos until after Sfiras Omer. Why? No real reason. If you're concerned about having to do it at Tzibur, Bechor Kriyushma is Menatara, and people are not concerned, you'll repeat Yishma later. For some meaning, let's say you're concerned people are not going to recite Sfira unless they do it in Shul. So don't make early Shabbos, they make sure you have to count Sfira. Bechor, you should be concerned about Kriyushma also. Kriyushma is the Raisa, and people should remember to recite Kriyushma. If they remember to repeat Kriyushma, they should remember to repeat the Omer. But Maisa, Minhag of many Shuls, Mekandas Dino is not to make early Shabbos until after Sfira. But there are many Shuls that say no. There's no reason you have to wait till after Sfira. You're allowed to make early Shabbos before Sfira as well. Right after Pesach, you can start making early Shabbos. So there are some Rabbanah that in their Shuls, when they make early Shabbos, during Sfira, they announce, remember to recite Kriya Shema, count the Omer. Whoever forgot to count the Omer on Friday, you can still count the Omer until Shtia today, even though you're now leaving Shul after Shabbos. That's this Maril. That's the Shach Raya. You can definitely do that. People forget, right? It's just always important to keep in mind that Kriya Shema, someone once pointed out to me, people say, oh, Parsha Zohar was so exciting. And someone once said to another person, statistically, and how was your Kriya Shema this morning? Also, Minotaur, you have to always keep in mind that.
Also, you will come in early.
That's right. So here's here as well. So, but here it's after Shtia though. It's just early before it's Tzetzet Chavim. So after Shtia was the Machlokes yesterday. So after Shtia, don't you do it for Efsot Tara or not? Then the Shach quotes that his father didn't think so. His father in Shuvas wrote that if she davens, Mariv, it's not don't you do it enough. If she davens, if she herself turns into Shabbos, that's not don't you do it. But the Ma'aseh Shach says, I presume it's mutter. Then the Shach says something which is very sus at the end. The Shach says from the Agur, every day has 24 hours in it. Memela, today, has 24 hours, as did yesterday. Says the Shach, if the day is very big, that is going to end after 24 hours, then that period of time, after 24 hours, is going to be considered night, even for Mekel. What does that mean? Says Ladam Revava in Sifrat and Beis. What does that mean? Says the Tzadim Rav Avi, he thinks what the Shach means, what the Shach does mean, is that every day is a Chatzos, as we know. Today Chatzos is around 12:30, approximately, let's say. So you have to count 6 hours after Chatzos. What's 6 hours after Chatzos today? What time is Chatzos? Let's say Chatzos is 1 o'clock. You have to count 6 hours after 1 o'clock. What's 6 hours after 1 o'clock? 7 o'clock. So says the Shach, 6 hours, which is a quarter of a day. Chatzos, we know, is midday. Midnight. So after Chatzos, 6 hours more is going to be 7 o'clock. So the Shach, after 7 o'clock, you can't have a day long within 24 hours. So from 7 o'clock and on is going to be considered already night. You can't have Sotara from such a situation. That's already after Chav Talos shows. Zev?
Why don't
they
say 6 shows, man?
Oh, says Zev, I don't understand. We are Orthodox Jews. We do not look at 6 hours on the clock. We look at Shos Manios, and for the definition, Chatzos is going to be 6 Shos Manios before Shtia. That's the whole point of Chatzos. That's what Chatzos means. 6 Shos Manios before the day is over.
And
so it says that.
So 24 hours after Shtia yesterday will be approximately Shtia today. The whole year, anywhere you go.
Right. So it says the number of Ovin, Sifkat and Bay, is ready in Os Bay, and in Sifkat and Gimel even more. It's Varv Tmuin. Everyone is bothered, says the Shach. I don't understand. If a person at 7, Rachman al-Tzlan, 7 o'clock this Shabbos, Rachman al-Tzlan, a person would be Mechal Shabbos ben Atar with 2 Eidim, we would give him Sfila. Come on, that's Shabbos. We don't say, oh, once Shabbos is already over, after Chavdal Shos, there's a Shemitz Tamarech that is not Shabbos, says the Zodim Revava, come on. You're allowed to say people, what about during the summer? Would you ever tell anyone who is not making early Shabbos to stop taking a shower, stop cooking from 7 o'clock and on because it's a tzad that is maybe considered Shabbos? He said also, Gevaldik. That's all the says the whole thing. Doesn't make any sense. It's hard to know what the Shach means. The Shach is a tema.
There are sometimes where we acknowledge this idea. I think like Mr. Chametz in our Pesach, some people want to do it from like 60-minute hours.
Really? He calls Chametz everything. Come on, he says, we never do such a thing. Maybe don't if the Choshev is the Shach. That could be Gufa there about Varnin, the Shach. That's the Rav says, we never heard such a thing. We're not going to be Machmir. Lamaisa, had we passed an Olach Lamaisa, a woman can do Hefzat Tara, but the Evid, up to Shtiyah Mamish, even if they're Matabal Shabbos. And even if Bizman Azed, the Ramosha is a Chuvah, he says, Bizman Azed Ultra, the whole idea of early Shabbos doesn't really mean early Shabbos. So if the husband's metabol Shabbos doesn't mean the wife has to be metabol Shabbos. We presume every will usually tells people it's a mochel because contemporary poskim. When a husband daven Shabbos early, when should the wife light candles? So will's opinion is whenever she wants. It's just not right for him to walk into the house and still see it Friday when he just is metabol Shabbos. So it's just important to realize if the wife is metabol Shabbos doesn't mean if the husband is metabol Shabbos does not mean that it's binding for the wife. Even though Shulchan Aruch talks about the idea of the minyan pavua in the ear. Usually in most communities there's more than one minyan kavua. And even in the country, you have to ask yourself if it's kavua, if they just do it for convenience, that's where Moshe's discussion, maybe that even is not considered binding. But Lamaisa, in most places in the city where there's more than one minyan within walking distance, the fact the husband does it is no bearing on the wife altogether. And even if the wife did it, we presume you can do it till Shtia. Right. Either she would, she can still do it after Shtia anyway. Al Lamaisa.
So
she can
make
so... That's a discussion. That's we'll talk about when he'll tefillah. What about tefillah? Tefillah, we know it's already. You mean for going to the mikvah? So that's a discussion. Maybe it's a very serious problem because it's not really night yet. It's not really the end of the seventh day. Can she do it? We'll talk about when he'll tefillah. Bez Hashem. This Dari Mavav is not only on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in the Pesach Teshuva on Sifrat Aleph as well. And the Pesach Teshuva also just quotes as an aside a very pelad of the Taz. Everyone, both the Shach and the Taz, have Dvarim Nifayim here. The Taz says that even though we say L'chatzilah try to do have Siftara before Mekabel Shabbos, before Yom Ha'arid, since nowadays we wait 5 days and we only count Yom Vav, we wait 5 days, and the first day that you can ever count for Zayin Hakim is going to be the sixth day of L'Riyasa, so then you definitely can do it even after Arvus L'chatzilah. L'chatzilah you can wait till Shtiyah. And you're looking at me like, what are you talking about? Which is essentially what the Pesach Teshuva points out. Everyone else said on the Taz. He said, what do you mean? Since nowadays we wait till 5 days before counting, before doing Hafsat Tara, therefore you can do Hafsat Tara after marriage? What's the connection? What's the connection between doing them? Well, Maisa is still the first day she's doing Hafsat Tara. It's not like she waits, as the Pesach Teshuva says. If you look carefully, there's a discussion the postman had in a case where, if in theory she's counting one of the Zayin Hakim, would that be able to work in a situation where she's having Ma'ariv or not? But say that in a case, what does this mean? Says the Taz, because she has a case where she is counting the Tara on day 5, she can then do it before she, the words don't seem to make any sense. Says that Rav Deitaka, you have to change the Taz, it was just a short quote, he meant something else. That's all quoted in Pesach Shuvah Sifrat now. Then Shulchan Aruch says, Siv Jimel, we did already earlier in Chivsali, the idea of Levishas Levanim. In Siv Dalad, B'chol Yom, Mishivas Mei Sfira, Tzvichel Yos Badechas, Chathchila, Pamayim, B'chol Yom, Echa Shafis, Echa Son, Finish Mashos. You need to do two B'dikos. Where does this come from? This is an essential Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, your quotes to Gemara. But you have to see Beis Yosef inside, not just for the Gemara that he quotes, but all the Rishonim that he quotes, in the development of the Halacha, Halacha v'maisa, it's extreme in Odeya. See the Beis Yosef? Says the Beis Yosef. In my new Shulchan Aruch that Eitan Ehrenfeld found for me yesterday, he found it, although I have not found him, so I can't thank him personally, but he found it, he told me yesterday, he told me he found the Shulchan Aruch. So, back. The Gemara says in Maseches Nida, the last parak of Maseches Nida, one of the last daftim in Shas. What's the din of Zava Zava, Shabbat Ratzman Yom Risham Matzutar, Yom Shi Matzutar, for Shard Ko Yom Labadru? They did B'ditas Yom Aleph, Yom Zayin of Zayin Atiyim. Rabbi Lezer, Harei Yomachas Shastara, 1 in 7 is enough. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, very strange din of Rabbi Yeshua, a lot of alumnus, but not for now. They have 2 days, day 1 and day Zion, but she needs to count 5 more days. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have the last day, Yom Shvi'i. How do we pass it in? The Gemara says, we pass it like Rabbi Elazar. Like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you have day 1 and 7 is enough. Then the Gemara says, what about more than that? What if you do day 1 and day 8? And day 1 and day 8 really is essentially saying only day 1 or only day 7, because 1 and 8 don't count. You need Zayin Hakim, 1 and 8 are too far. So it means, as the Gemara calls, Tchilasan Apishen Sofan, or Sofan Af Apishen Tchilasan. So you have a situation where you do only 1 or only 7. The Gemara says, Machokas Amarayim, how do we pass it? Says the Rush, the Ravid passion is like Rav. It says Tachat Tzkazan Fishen Sofan, 1 or 7. That's good enough. The Mishnah, when it said Zava Zava did Bedika 1 and 7, was Lav Nafka. Who had in even 1 or 7? Unbelievable. That means Halach Maisa, says the Rush, the Ravid passions. Ravid brings Raya, says the Beis Yosef, that you can count just they all Zainatim by doing 1 Bedika, either day 1 or day 7. Now, of course, as the Beis Yosef himself points out, this is Milvad Hefsatara. But aside from the Tara, all you need is B'dicha of day 1 or 7. B'di'evet. Says the Ravid, I'll tell you another chiddush. Nothing in the Gemara mentions the Shvi'a HaZahav. We're not to the extreme, not too much to the right, not too much to the left. We have the courage to be modern. Go down the Shvi'a HaZahav. Where it says the Ravid, what if you count on day 4? Or 2, 3, 5, 6. Not only day 1, Tchivasan Fishin Sofon. Not only day 7, Sofon Fishin Tchivasan. Count day 4. Says the Ravid, I have no Raya. But Loch Ora, that should work, says the Ravid. Lachora, to paraphrase the Ravid, you have the best of both worlds. Because if day 1 works to set up a Chestus Tara for 7 days that come after it, Inami, day 7 works to prove that Sutara of the past 7 days that came prior to it, Lachora day 4, or by extension, 2, 3, 5, 6, do both. Day 4 is going to prove a Chestus Tara on the days that pass until it, and a Chestus Tara on the days that come after it. So this is the Ravid. If I hold Tilasan Afish and Sofan works, so then Mtiasan should work as well. And the Lamnus is better, you have both. So it's the right for Kain Nira, Halacha
Maisa. When we talk about just checking on day 7 being working, is that assuming that like woman's not changing her underwear since day 1 or anything like that?
Unclear. We'll talk about it as the concept of Bidikos, but Bidikos needs to be Mamish Bidika and different than Hashash for some.
And then we're assuming, the, like we said, that 7 is showing me that previous 6 days are also good.
Specifically, in the context
where any stating would have been found now,
I'm
checking day 7.
Lav Dafka, which presumes meaning there's a status, we'll talk about Pesach Hashem a little bit more, that Zayin HaKim needs to prove that the days, he needs to do a Maisa to prove the days were not. So a Maisa needs to do, that's not going to be enough to have the Bedadim, you need to do a Maisa. The question is how many Maisa do you need? The Maisa can create the status, which is the Maisa is done now, it extends backwards or forwards as well.
In this picture, I could say potentially on day 1 she bled, and then she just put the other one in the hamper and didn't see anything.
Well, that was true. That was a hard rush anyway, so it's not going to be so bepashus ultimate. Bepashus. The Ravid is not sure. The Baal HaMor says, of course. Lamaisa. The Baal HaMor says he's not so sure. He thinks maybe Tchilasan Dafter or Sofan Dafter, you can't use the tool of Mtsiyasan. But the Ravid says even Mtsiyasan is going to work. But certainly, the Rush, the Rashba, it sounds like the Ravid, the Rambam himself, the Rambam, Paskins, Tchilasan, Af Vishayim Sofan. We have quite an all-star lineup. We have so far, there's a Ravid that talked about middle, but what about Tchilasan or Sofan, day 1 or 7? We have so far, the Rush, the Ravid, Baal HaMor, the Rashba, the Rambam. Well, they say day 1 or day 7. Tehainu mitzad ha'echad, all these Rishonim. Mitzad ha'sheni, we have the Smag. Says the Smag, quoting the Beis Yosef, Ay, b'chadchila, you need to bedika for all 7 days. We'll get Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about tomorrow. What does that mean? Does it mean two bedikos every day, chatchila every day? But now we're talking about the bare bones. What's the bare minimum? Smag says, ideally do 2 every day, has to be every day. The Gemara talks about special fish and sofan. Lamaisa says the Smag. Many Rishonim seem to say this, which is what Sefer Chafetz, others seem to say like Rav, no, but says, and that's the problem we have, usually Rav, Rav, Chanina, halacha to Rav, special fish and sofan. Mikamakom, mi'achar she'ein ze psach mevurar, roi lahachmer bedavar. Lamaisa, it's not clear, so I think we should be machmir. Even though all the Rishonim we saw said we can be metal, and the Smag himself says it's not. It's the Tchali Yashas that Rav Rav Chanina we held like Rav. Rav said tchilasan af of hishein sofan. Lamaisa, we should be machmir. Then the Beis Yosef wrote Sefer Truma is machmir as well. And then the Beis Yosef ends. Some other Rishonim in the Simcha, maybe the Ramban, seems to say with the Smag. And the Beis Yosef says Sach Hakol v'Kevin the Chohani Ravusa Masafru Luhu Eim Hatu B'Davar Shusafik Isur Taris. Since a lot of Rishonim have a Safik, we can't be Makel when we're talking about Achshash Taris. That itself is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Chashash kares. To say that all these b'dichas are nesei min haTorah, that without, if she does b'dicha only day one or day seven, she'll be a nida or a zava min haTorah, ad kach, that the tefillah would not be valid, iser kares. Very hard thing to say that the system means literally. Number one, we talked about machlokas. Most women nowadays really need those. The whole idea of zava is a chumrah. So if a nida needs zayin days that are not even nikiyim, certainly if they're nikiyim, she should be tahara. So in all probability, she was only a nida, not a zava. Even if she was a zava, to say that you need bedikos on all 7 days without bedikos, it's ma'akev v'yikuvah. She's considered a nida, a zava min ha'tori. You don't need a kares haba aleha by just doing bedikah day one and day seven. That's not enough. It's a pele. Well, chari beis yosef just means we're talking about isur kares in general here. And this is what the beis yosef says halacha ma'isa. Tufsa divav says dalit. The exact zava din halacha comes out to Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you see the Beis Yosef, the term Beis Yosef, you understand the words in Shulchan Aruch in a totally different context. Who says twice every day with Hatkila? Whose pach is that? The Smag. Vimro Badkar Bechol Shiva, Ela Pam Achas. Roshna Badkar Beyom Rishon Shil Shiva, or Beyom Shvi, or Beechad Meyem Saim. Rivet. 1, 7, or 4. Once she did have Satara, Matzah Tahara. If she did have Satara and 1, or 4, or 7, or 2, or 3, or 5, or 6. Allah. Who's that? The Rashba, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Raivid, the Balamor. Avalam La Badzka B'chal Shiva, Yom Shmini Badzka Matzah Tahara. That doesn't work. If you do it more than 7 days, that's already too far. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh amrim shetzarech shetivdach biyam rishon miyashiva uviyam shvi v'ein v'hachal. Some say that you need to check biyam rishon uviyam shvi v'ein v'hachal. Ideally check both rishon and sheni. Both rishon and shvi. The Shulchan Aruch itself is very perplexing. We know the halacha usually, if there's a stam, v'achach yishamim in the Shulchan Aruch, who's the halacha like usually? Like the stam. So that's stam, a stylistic issue. But then, number two, as Rav Avadia points out, I don't think he talks about it here, the idea of tzarech doesn't always mean tzarech. Tzarech means it's suggested. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, v'yesh omrim, that it's ma'akev. He says, tzarech tivdok, v'yam rishon v'yeshiva v'yam shvi. That's true, chatzkila. V'ein l'hatil. You should not be metal. Who's the ein l'hatil? That's really reminiscent of the Beis Yosef, that said, even though many rishonim say one way, well, ma'isa, the smach said, it's a suffix, it's a karis. But this Shulchan Aruch is a tremendous chumrah. Rov Rishonim Pashtun Techilasan Af Pishen Sotim. The Smag, one of the Bali Tosos, one of the great Bali Tosos, was Machmir. Some other Bali Tosos, Sefer Truma, maybe the Ramban, were Machmir. But just in Rov, we definitely have strong legs to stand on and say that it's Mutter. Aside from that, as the post pointed out, as Mishra's entire quotes, there's a whole literature about this Shulchan Aruch. Mishmer Star points out, let's say you want to say it's a vote. You don't like votes. Not everyone likes the style of voting, saying 10 Rishonim against 3 Rishonim. It's something like a shuttle. Lamaisa, did the Smaz ever say, we are Machmir because I think Techilasan Af Abishain Sofon, or Sofon Af Abishain Techilasan will not work? No. What did he say? He said, really, Kali Ashas is halacha. Between Machlokes between Rav and Chanina, halacha is it Rav. But since there's no Psach Mavurur, I don't feel I have the Platzos to be Mepil. He never said we should be Machmir Vivados. He was Machmir Vivados because he didn't want to be Mepil. He thought it was a Safek. But as the Mishmar Zanar points out, the Akronim are bothered. Harbe postim tzavchu al ze. Shein steka motzim devada shel shar postim. We have so many postmen that do say they have plates. They say we're making the mice, and we hold Svilas HaMashin and Sofon. For that, we're going to say, Eim L'Hakil, even with the other, let's say a woman by mistake. She says, oh no, I went to the mikvah. Or let's say a woman says, I forgot, I can't believe it. It's already day 5, I forgot to count. Can I count 5, 6, and 7? So, B'Shash HaDecha, L'Chora, the Smag says, Machmir, B'Tuv Tam V'Das, we can be making. Like many Rishonim, that's in that's a Yichum Yitzchak, the Rambam. In fact, Postman points out, who seems to be Makil here, perhaps?
None other than Pesach Shuvah himself.
Pesach Shuvah quotes in the Chasam Sofer that the Eved, what if a woman did a Bedika on day 1 or day 7 and then she came home? We can be Makil. If she did Bedika day 1 or day 7, she says, oh, Rabbi, I didn't know I was supposed to do Bedika day 1 to all the days. I did 1 and I forgot 7. And she already came up from the Mikvah, we're Makil. Which means, Lamaisa, we hold Yesh Amilismo. It's a Juvah, some Sofer. So we'll talk about the Raivit in a second. But L'chora, he doesn't say, the Chasam Sofer doesn't say the Raivit, but L'chora, who Adin, would be the Raivit as well. L'chora. The Pesach Shuvah does says the Chasam Sofer didn't like that. L'chora, because there's those that don't. But L'chora, if you'd base him on the Shulchan Aruch, it should even work with him. So we see that the development of this halacha is not so partial. The Beis Yosef quoted many Mishonim that say, B'vados, we can be Makel. Then quoted the Smag and minority of Rishonim that are Machmir. But they're Machmir only Misafik, which is why it seems that if there's a Shas of the Chach, there's definitely room to be Makil, Tzchi Rasan, or Sofan, maybe even MC Asan. And if some Sofer, quoted in the Pesach Shuvah, is Makil B'dieved, the way he talks about it B'dieved is if there's Shivadi came on from the Mikvah. Which is why Hakol, Firos, and Nehemore, there are many postim that are makel in tough situations. For example, there are some that are makel b'makom shalom bayis. It's going to be a really very difficult problem. And sometimes, even if the husband is a good guy, sometimes he can be upset. You can imagine, if the husband was leaving up to the wife to the bedikos, and sometimes she says, you know, I was supposed to go to the mikvah tonight, I realized I didn't do bedika on day one. Today's the first day I realized I have to do bedikos. Or she says, you know, I did bedika on day one, I'm doing only 1 and 7, I forgot day 7. Can I go to the mikvah? Rabbi, can I go to the mikvah tonight? It's ready after Shia. Can you imagine most husbands, the halacha really is in theory, if you hold, you need 1 and 7, and she did 1 and she forgot 7, she just needs to start all the way over again. So there are husbands, we can definitely understand why husbands who leave it up to their wives could use different names that it would be inappropriate to use any time for their wives, trying to highlight their forgetting in a less than positive sense. So, Hakol Firos and Hamor, in a case of severe shalom bias issues, or a case which could really cause problems, there are postmen that are definitely willing to pass and like the Shulchan Aruch against the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch really is Makil. But then he says, Ein Lahakil. So that's a very, you have to use your Shulchan Aruch in each situation, but there's definitely a strong basis in the Rishonim to be Makil, Tzchi Lasan, Afal Pi Shein Sof. The Pesach Shuvah also quotes, with Ora here we have a great Shidduch. In Sifkat and Vav, what if I have day 1 and day 4? There, Lechora, it's even better. Day 1 and day 7 was Rav Rishonim. But here we have, if day 1 and day 4, we have something better. We have Rav Rishonim say day 1 or day 4. The Ravid says even day 4, I'm sorry, Rav Rishonim said day 1 or day 7. Ravid said just day 4, if you have day 1 and 4, that's Gevaldik. You have empty asan plus one of the two ends, or day 4 and 7. Says the Dora Merivava, put on the side of the page in the fancy black, the most recent Shulchan Aruch. It's usually in the Otzer Mefarshim on the bottom, usually on the bottom left of the Shulchan Aruch. On the standard ones on the side, even my red one, which is the middle fancy, it's on the side. Pesach Shuvah quotes it here, front and center. Day 1 and 4, day 1 and 5, day 1 and 6 is going to work. Yeah, he makes a chesed. He says even the smag would say that would work. So lechora we can be makel in such a situation, which is very common. Usually tell a woman, which is very, very important kula. So the problem is, who disagrees? Who would have the tremendous achrayas? Who could have the plaitzis, the shoulders, to disagree with the Nadav Yehuda? Zadim Yehuda? Perhaps only one person. None other than the Nadav Yehuda himself. Says the Pesach Shuvah, if you look carefully in the Nodav Yehuda, in Shuvahs, it's clear, he makes a presumption, but it's clear from the presumption that he was making is that one Yom Emsai would not work. So nice that we passed in that one Emsai would not work. Again, this would be a Shas of the Chach situation. There's more reason for Marhara to be Makil if it's 1 and 4. If we're Makil by hook or by crook, not by hook, maybe hook sometimes, by 1 or 7. So Lachorah, then Day 1 and 4 would be even more reason to be makel. But yeah, not on the tefillah, depending on the situation. And Mishnah Sadara quotes from Rav Eliashiv. That in footnote 22, two very interesting psukim. He says, number one, here from Rav Eliashiv, the end of footnote 22, we're mitzareif, Zadim Revava, with some of the other postim, that if she counted, she was very, very good. She counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and for that day 7, which we make them. It's a tziruf of the Dabra Mevava, even better than the Dabra Mevava, and others that might say that if she's doing a lot, if there's some, Achorim seems to say, if you do yamim that are ritzufim, 2 days that are close to one another, that's going to be good. So, if you do yamim that are really ritzufim, 1 to 6, then l'chor you can mitzari to the Dabra Mevava, and do a better case, which we make, says Rabbi Yashiv, she forgot. Very bitrua. Well, mindset, it happens all the time. People are scatterbrained. We live in a time that everyone's scatterbrained. We have more technological advances, and we're more scatterbrained. So, says the Rabbi Yashiv, that's going to work for mindset. Then the Mishnah Sadara also quotes bitrua in Os Yud Aleph, which is footnote 23. He enhances this with footnote 23. Whoa. What if she checked on day 1 and day 7 she did the Verizon time trick again? She calls up her Rav, says, Rabbi, I see on my Verizon cell phone that it's 2 days after Shkia. Today's my day 7. I only did day 1. What am I supposed to do? Oh no. Says the Mishnah Sadara, Lamaisa, you can have a B'dicha Ben Hashmashos for a few minutes later to count for day 7. Because he says, come on, be'etzim we hold, tzchazan p'yishen sofon. Elamai, you need sofon also, so that even though we're not going to be caught dead saying a hefzatara where it's after Shkia, but here it's an additional tziruf. The whole idea is a sveikha and a more of a suffix. Maybe we can really pass the night those that say tzchazan p'yishen sofon. So then we can say, well, probably day 7 could work, but the eved a few minutes after Shkia. Quote from Rav Eliashiv, such a trua. It's interesting, these things happen all the time, unfortunately. But it's because of this, it's well known, it was well known in the certain parts of Klal Yisrael a few decades ago, where Hilchos Nida were not kept as easily, that the standard leniency that certain rabbis told their congregants was check day 1 and 7. However, people point out, which that's Shulchan Aruch, that's halachic, people pointed out that sometimes these rabbis are doing a very big disservice to their communities. Because all you need is never for the woman to forget day 7, and she's in trouble. Which is why Rav Wilk points out, in any situation where a woman, let's say, she has a medical procedure that's being done, so she can't do day 1 through 7. She can be the effort to do, let's say, maybe do 1 and 7. She should always do some sort of additional day as well. Ideally, it would be day 1 and 2 and 7, because as the Mishmar Star points out, some that hold Ritzufim are better. So 1 and 2 might even work themselves. So it's a little Chatzila. But usually I find if there's a reason a woman's not doing it for some sort of medical reason, some sort of sensitivity, if she does have Hefsatara, then day 1 and day 2, she's going to be so sensitive she's going to cut herself anyway. So in theory, 1, 2, and 7 might be the best way to do it. The advantage, again, of 1, 2, 7 is twofold. 1, 2, 7, we have the idea of Ritzufim. And the reason we put a day between 1 and 7 is that if she, let's say she forgets day 7, but she did day 1, 2, and 7, or day 1, 3, and 7, so with the Eved, she does now 3 and 9, or 2 and 8, and that's what they call the new 7, new 1 and 7. If she does 1, 2, and 7, then if she forgets day 7, she'll do B'dichah on day 8, and she has again 1 and 7. She told her 2 and 8, she had 1 and 7. Or does 1, 3, and 7, she forgets day 7, she'll do 3 and 9, which really is the 1 and 7. So, that's a tremendous safety net for her. In theory, you have no problem with Shas HaPach for a woman doing 1 and 7 alone. It's just not practical. In many situations, if a woman's going to do 1 and 7 alone and she forgets, she's going to be up the creek without any paddle for a few days. But here we give her a paddle. Paddle is, do 1, let's say 3 and 7. And the reason, again, I just find practically, 2 and 7 is not the best idea, although there might be slight differences in halacha. Number one, it's ritzufim, which is a nice chumra. But number two, it helps her go to the mikvah on day 2 and 8 if she forgets, instead of waiting until 3 and 9. The concern is that usually the reason a woman is doing reduced bedikos is because there's some sort of sensitivity. And then sometimes, if she doesn't have sotara and 1 and 2, there's going to still be a problem of sensitivity. As opposed to if she lets herself heal, it's going to be better. But Hakol for Yeros and Hamorah in this situation to know what to do. Primarily, hold 1 and 7 Mishas L'chach is okay. Or not even Shas L'chach, but the evidence is okay. But practically, we often put in the safety day in order to make her able to do something in case she forgets. Right?
The reason why we
Right, for sure, 100%. I mean, according to another Yehuda, then if she did 1, 2, and 7 and forgot day 7, then 1 and 2 should work, especially if, as the Mishra Star points out, that Ritzufim are even better, so 1 and 2 would help even without 7 and 2.
So there's a reason there for, no, the reason we're trying to do that for us to use 3 and 9 instead of just being not here based on 1 and 2.
Right, it's because, yes, meaning we would use it. Right, but that's only if, so in theory you're pointing out very well that 1 and 2 would work. If she was really Ishas L'chat, 1 and 2 would also work, as the Nadida said, maybe, because they're also Ritzufin, perhaps. But here we're just trying to know, she just forgets. So forgets, you have to suffer the consequences if you forget. So if you forget, we try to give you a safety net, because it's not Ishas L'chat, so wait 2 days. Even waiting a week, that's not considered Ishas L'chat, that's careless. That's not necessarily Ishas L'chat, unless there's some other mitigating circumstance, that there should be a lot of tension. That's a different situation to talk about. Bezrim, tomorrow we'll talk more about the din of Zainatim every day, twice a day, some of the natures of the Zainatim works, and we shall be Zokas, be Naki, say Hashem. Everyone should find wonderful things to do for No Torah on No Torah Wednesday.